Blog Talk Radio.
Voice of Destiny brings you your favorite Christian authors, speakers, and filmmakers each week. Listen in as our guests teach and encourage, listeners share their stories, and we go live to the front lines of what God is doing across the world. Now, get ready for the Voice of Destiny.
Well, did you ever think to yourself, what is the significance of the biblical feast today? Because let's face it, when you go back to the book of Exodus, when you look through Leviticus, Deuteronomy, when you go through the Torah, there is no end date assigned to the biblical feast, which means that they always will have relevance. And I believe that the Holy Spirit is exposing this message to a new generation, because I believe right there in the scriptures that so many people have access to, there's revelation about Jesus, Jesus being revealed in the biblical feast that I believe has the power to not only change your life, but to transform and deepen your relationship with God. So I have on the line today Dr. Richard Booker, who's a best-selling author of really, I think, two of the best books about Jesus, not only in the Old Testament and the biblical feast, but throughout the Bible. One, Miracle of the Scarlet Thread, which you might be familiar with, and secondly, this new expanded edition of Discovering Jesus in the Biblical Feast, which we are talking about today. So, Dr. Booker, thank you for joining me on the show today.
Hey, Larry, thanks for having me, and that opening was so amazing. You just gave me about a three-hour lecture right here.
Oh, well, we may have to do a special version of Voice of Destiny.
I know, and I love the name of this program, The Voice of Destiny, because it is the destiny of believers to discover Jesus in these biblical feasts and how that can relate to their lives. Because the Hebrew Bible, what Christians have always called the Old Testament, is a picture of a person. And Jesus, Yeshua, our Jewish friends would call him, believers, is the person. So these feasts have been lost to Christians for so many centuries. And so much of God's word is so full of power and life for us that has been lost to us. And I'm just so grateful that God has let Peggy and I live long enough to see Christians around the world awakening to the feast. So thank you for what you're doing at Destiny to continue that.
Oh, it's an honor. Let me ask you this question. Again, I'm kind of going off the script a little bit because I'm very intrigued. I'm intrigued, Dr. Booker, as to how really the Holy Spirit downloaded this urgency, downloaded this revelation to you about the presence of Jesus in the biblical feast. Was there a certain moment or a certain season in your life where that really became clear to you, the presence of Jesus in the biblical feast?
Larry, it might be hard for you and the listeners to believe, but as you're just asking me this, I'm getting the anointing goosebumps of the Holy Spirit all over me. And it's hard to answer. I get so emotional, but it was 1974, before most people were alive, you know, before you were living, I'm sure, 1974, and seeking God with all my heart. You know, it says if you seek God with your whole heart, you'll find him. Hmm. And I opened a Bible, and I didn't know I wasn't supposed to start at Leviticus. Nobody told me you're supposed to start somewhere else, so I opened to Leviticus, and in seeking God over time to keep the answer short, if you want him with all your heart, he'll show up. His manifested presence came upon me and to me and in me in 1974, where God let me be like a third disciple on the road to Emmaus in Luke 24, and instantly, in a heaven second, downloaded the whole Bible of Jesus, but it was from Leviticus, and it was like I heard him say in Genesis, I'm the seed of woman, Exodus is the Passover lamb, you know, being a third disciple on that road to Emmaus, and it came into me with such overwhelming power that I instantly left my career and everything. No more Monday night football, Larry. Everything else was gone. I just wanted to eat the book and know Jesus better. So for 40 years now, I've been studying more about that revelation God gave me and trying to explain it to Christians around the world.
And you know what? I really believe there's a hunger and there's a frustration that a lot of Christians have, particularly when it comes to the Old Testament and like you're saying, you know, it's one of those things that you started the book of Leviticus. I think there's so many believers who almost bypass the Old Testament because, oh, you know, I just feel like there's parts of it that are stale, there's parts that I don't understand. And what would you say to a believer who really has a desire to experience God and yet they have not really spent a lot of time in the Old Testament? What kind of perspective should they take when reading the Old Testament or the Torah?
What's a wonderful question. It's like going to a movie when it's three-fourths over. You know?
Yeah.
When you wonder, who are these characters in this movie and what are their relationship? So if you start at Matthew, you miss three-fourths of the story already, you know. So here's the deal. Jesus said that all of these things in the quote-unquote Old Testament, the Hebrew Bible, were about him. So
yeah.
You start with that. So it's not a dusty old book that's irrelevant and old anymore. It's a picture of a person. Jesus is the person. So for Christian believers, start at Genesis and look for the person. Look for the pictures that point to the person. And what you will find, Larry and listeners, is that there's little what I call gospel buzzwords all through the Hebrew Bible. And when you start finding them, stop there and ponder and ask the Holy Spirit to show you how that's a picture of Jesus. Now, when you find him, all of a sudden that comes alive inside you because
yeah.
you live and move and have your being in him, and he's inside you making that real and alive in you. Hallelujah. Changes
wow.
your life forever.
Wow, wow. And that's it. Just to let our listeners know, I want to encourage you. You know, you may have tried to read the Torah, Genesis, Exodus, and a lot of people get there and then they go to Leviticus. And
I
that
know.
That usually is a challenge. But our encouragement from Dr. Booker and myself is go in with a fresh expectation because the author of the book lives inside of you. Holy
Spirit
is there. And I believe if you go in with this hunger and Holy Spirit, show me Jesus. Show me Jesus in this book. Show me Jesus in the scripture. He will not disappoint. And that's the wonderful thing, Dr. Booker, about this classic book about Jesus and the biblical feast, is that it really gives people so much revelation. I think when we miss that, we miss a whole dimension of God when we kind of neglect the biblical feast. So, you know, as we have, you know, about 7 minutes, I have got this question. What is the benefit? What is the benefit and the balance of the biblical feast? Because I know there's some out there who teach it should be mandatory that all believers do the biblical feast, and then there's some who teach and who don't even focus on it. What is your perspective, and why do you think it's a benefit for believers
well,
to focus on them?
That's a good balanced statement you gave there. Psalm 89:15 says, "Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance." Now, it just goes past the English reading Bible person. The phrase, the joyful sound, was a technical phrase that meant the spiritual significance symbolized by the feast. So when you discover the feast, not in a legalistic have-to way, but want-to way and get-to way, and the Holy Spirit reveals all of the spiritual realities of Jesus in those festivals, you can come into the manifested presence of God. That's the thing. And when you've touched the hem of his garment, we might say, when you've had an encounter with the Almighty, not some religious thing, but an encounter with the Almighty, it changes your life forever. That's
wow.
the significance of the feast. Not somebody saying you have to do this or you have to do that, but when you encounter the Almighty in these feasts, it changes your life forever, and you will learn how to walk with God. There's seven feasts, you know, Larry, and they are seven steps in walking with God that the believers need to know to grow in maturity. Plus, the feasts give God's entire prophetic seasons and calendars. And in that book we're talking about, Celebrating Jesus and the Biblical Feast, I have a whole chapter explaining how throughout Christian history God has been busy restoring the prophetic seasons of these feasts. You cannot understand the times we're living in without a revelation of Jesus in the feasts.
Well, and again, just to let our listeners know, this book, I believe, has such practical revelation for your everyday life. You might be thinking to yourself, well, why do I need to know about the biblical feast? And Dr. Booker just explained it. First of all, it gives you seven steps. The feast, listen, the feasts are seven steps to, I believe, maturing, growing in your relationship with God. And who doesn't want to grow in their intimacy and closeness and maturity in Christ? Secondly, I believe, just as Dr. Booker was saying, God's prophetic timetable, his seasons and his calendar are laid out in the feast. So I know right now we're living in a day and an age where so much is going on, so much prophetic activity. People are going to the left and the right and trying to get answers and solutions, wanting to know, where are we on God's timetable? I believe those answers are actually in the feast. I believe there's revelation. I believe there's insight about those things. And they help you understand the times in which we live in. So, again, Dr. Booker, you've really given us a gift in this book. Let me ask this final question, because, again, I'm sure our listeners are intrigued. I'm sure they're thinking to themselves, this sounds like an interesting book. What is the ultimate benefit you see to somebody reading this book, an everyday believer, you know, somebody who's not in ministry, may not be, a messianic believer, but somebody, an everyday believer, what do you see the benefit of this book doing in their lives?
For everyday Christian believer, which I was at one time, and hopefully I'm grown a little bit, is you will understand the Bible. You will be able to see Jesus in every book of the Bible, and you will have, if you really want God, through the festivals, you'll have an encounter with him that helps you connect your reality with God to our world today. It will change your life forever.
Well, and you know, that's so wonderful, Dr. Booker, because I think to myself, there's really a generation out there, myself included, where there's so much information, and information about God is great, but we really need an encounter with God. There's hunger for this encounter with God, to know him, you know, his presence, just like Dr. Booker was sharing in his testimony. He read the Bible and had this powerful encounter, the manifest presence of God. I believe a generation is hungry for that. I believe for those who are listening, you're hungry for that. And the wonderful thing is, as we engage in the feast, I believe we are saying to God, Lord, set me up. Set me up for an encounter with you. You've established these feasts as really times and divine appointments for us to draw near to God and experience him in a new way, perhaps unlike we ever have before. So, Dr. Booker, you know, thank you so much for being on the program today. I'm going to ask you to do this. Would you just pray a prayer of blessing over our listening audience as the Holy Spirit leads? And again, for all those of you who are listening, the book is Celebrating Jesus in the Biblical Feast. It's been out for a while, but just this month, actually this past month in January, we've released a brand new expanded edition. New chapters, new content. I believe you'll be blessed by that. So, Dr. Booker, if you could lead us out with just a word of prayer, I'd be grateful.
Lord, we are just confessing your word. Blessed are those who know the joyful sound.
Yes.
They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. So we pray, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, that you give the believers who love you a hunger for your word, a hunger to know you in the feast, and that you would come and manifest your presence to them, Lord. Reveal yourself to them in a new and fresh, exciting and powerful way, Lord, that Jesus may be exalted and their lives will be blessed. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. And again, for those of you who are listening, Celebrating Jesus and the Biblical Feast, available wherever books are sold. If you want to learn more about Dr. Booker, he's got a lot of books. He's got a lot of materials, a lot of teaching. You can go to his website. It's rbooker.com. It's rbooker.com. You can learn more about his ministry and, again, all the fantastic resources he has available. And our prayer for you is that through this book, it wouldn't just be reading something, but I do believe this book is filled with divine appointment for you in the presence of God. I believe it's going to incite your hunger to know God in a whole new dimension. It's not law. It's not legalism. It's an invitation. It's an invitation for you to really go to a new level in your experience and encounter with God. So thank you for joining us today on this episode of Voice of Destiny. We look forward to connecting you again with just the latest wonderful resources and the latest teaching and the latest books of what God, and just declaring what God is doing throughout the nation.
This has been the Voice of Destiny, your trusted source for the latest spirit-filled resources for your everyday life. Thanks again for listening.